It comes at no surprise at this point that I am a huge advocate for mental health. Your mental health and your sanity should come first before anything. If you are in a situation where you feel that it is being tested and you feel that you are losing your mind, or just feel that whatever that is feeding into that those toxic thoughts, remove yourself. Nothing is worth your sanity at all. And I'm speaking on recent experience. I'm telling you this all from recent experience. It's not worth it. Please remove yourself from whatever it is that may be feeding into all that negativity. You owe yourself your best life, and no one or nothing should come in between the light that you possess, as I was reminded over this past weekend. I'm just happy to be here and to be able to do what I love, and that's talk to you all. I love doing this. I love speaking with you all. I love sharing these moments and these and my thoughts and advice with whoever is willing to listen and take it in. But you know, I've recently discovered, and it's really funny because when it comes to me and dating, I really don't know what it is. I can tell you, and I'm sure Shaquille can tell you as well, I just am the worst person at flirting. So it's hard for me to pick up signals when someone is into me. I understand if someone's attractive, you know, that could be a key point in wanting to get to know someone. I get that. But I've always just been the type of person where I just want someone to just genuinely like me for me. It gets a bit difficult, especially being here in Atlanta. It gets really difficult as far as dating because you just really never know what people's intentions are. Because, you know, we're surrounded with people with the biggest egos. Everyone thinks they're a celebrity, scammers. It's just so much going on here that it just becomes difficult to just really navigate yourself through the dating pool. And I know we touched on this before, but I have tried everything. I've tried Hinge, Tinder. It's like, what is going on? It's like, I was just having a conversation with my close friend the other day, and we were talking about how, like, even if you're on apps like Jacked, which I personally used to kind of like frown upon, because I'm like, why are you on Jacked? Like, you know, you're better than this. But at this point, it's almost as if Jacked is better at networking, getting to know people, than it is apps like Hinge and Tinder, because essentially when you're on these other dating apps, the same thing occurs. Like, I'll find myself on Tinder and it's like people immediately want to hook up with you, or Hinge. It's like everything leads to a hookup, and it's like people really just have no couth as far as wanting to get to know people. I genuinely just want to get to know people and just talk, but it's like everyone's mindset is just always into just linking or chilling, and it's just, oh, I'm just so over that whole scene of dating just in general. Not even just in Atlanta, but just dating in general. It's so tiresome just because you put yourself out there, and it's almost like, you know, I'm putting myself in a vulnerable state, and I'm allowing you to come and interrupt my peace. Like I've built this world where I'm comfortable with myself. I love who I am. I'm comfortable in my skin. Catch it. And it's like, you know, if I'm allowing you to come into my space, then you should be respectful of the time I'm providing to you, because my time is very valuable, as should yours be. I just feel as though the gay community, we have just dived so deep into the trenches that it's just become unbearable. You go to clubs, no one talks to each other. No one looks at each other. Like, it's just so draining. Like, sure, you're in a room full of people and you're out with all these beautiful, you know, black men. And it's like no one's really connecting. It's like people have more energy in your inbox than they do in person. What happened to the days of just approaching somebody and saying, hey, how are you? You know? And I get that it's a two-way street, but it's like we just all end up, it just feels as though people go out nowadays and it's like everyone just is walking around with this demeanor of, you know, don't talk to me, or, you know, I am this or I am that. And it's like, who are you? Girl, who are you? Calm down. Like, sis, we all here trying to get a piece. You know what's up. you know what's up. And my talking stages are limited. To be honest, I'm quite honestly out of talking stages. Like, if one more person wants to speak with me and y'all, I can't do it. I'm really trying, but it's just, you get so tired of the constant, hey, how are you? What you doing? All right, how was your day? Like, it's like a formula at this point. Like, I'm so numb to talking to people that I just basically just run my messages on autopilot. And I feel as though if you can't stimulate my brain and have a decent conversation with me and actually make me laugh and want to engage with you, then I don't care how attractive you are. I don't. There has to be more than physical and sexual chemistry. Like, we actually need to have some type of substance here, people. Like, come on. I don't want to marry you for your looks or your coin. I will, but I don't necessarily want to place myself in a situation with somebody for so long and I just feel like I have no connection with them. I'm an Aquarius, so we value true, honest connection. I really value that. And it's just, I don't know, you know, and I take myself into account. I'm growing as a person and I'm definitely holding myself accountable. I just don't know. It's really just weird, but is Atlanta is just such a funny place. And I know people say, oh, well, it's like that in DC. It's like that in Houston, you know? And I'm like, really? Is it that bad? Because Atlanta's pretty bad when it comes to dating. It's easier to get a quick fuck out of anybody here than it is to go on a nice date. And the thing is, you can go on dates here, but they usually don't lead to anything. And I'm just speaking on my own experience. I'm not saying for everyone. This is just me from my own experience. I have had several dates with beautiful, intelligent men who seem to have a motive of only wanting to sleep with me. And it's like, I can read right past it. Like, I respect you more if you are upfront with me and tell me that you want to fuck. I respect that way more than somebody that will play in my face, waste my time, have me thinking that I've made a genuine connection with them only for their whole intention and agenda to be to sleep with me. We could have gone ahead and knocked this out the park on day one, and I could have just moved on. And like I said, I'm sex positive. Like, you know, it's, as long as you're safe and as long as it's consensual, then hey, I'm for it. But I feel like you should owe the person the right to be able to make the choice of, okay, this is what we're going to do and this is what we're not going to do. I need to know where I need to place you. And that's the issue I have with dating and with getting to know people, is that people do not allow you the option of knowing where to place you. I need to know if this is going to be a fuck situation. I need to know if this is going to be a building relationship. Like, I need to know where we stand and where I need to place you mentally before I continue with you. It's not going to end well. It won't. Especially on my end, because I am notorious for blocking people. The moment I feel the energy is off, the moment I feel that I just need to remove myself from whatever this is and it's not aligning with where I need to go, I will do it. I will block. Ask anybody. Ask any of my close friends. They know I will block you. I've blocked people mid-sentence. I just do not play about that. Like, don't waste my time. Do not play with me. Play with somebody else, because I have entered a stage in my life where I know I'm that nigga. I'm that nigga and I'm that bitch. And it's like, you just can't continue to play with me, because I know what I bring to the table. And, you know, I'm still building myself and I'm still building this foundation around me. So that way I'm able to provide more to whoever it is that is going to be my partner and my soulmate and my, you know, the love of my life. And I want to make sure that whatever I'm building, not only for myself, but for us, that they are deserving of that. And I should also be deserving of whatever they bring to the table as well. So when you come and see me and you interrupting my peace, don't act no type of way when I react to you the way I'm going to react, because I'm going to be very abrupt with how I react and the way I decide to close this out, whether that be a block, whether that be a simple message. Like, you just do not know where people's headspace is when you are playing with someone's feelings. And I just feel like if I'm going to be mindful of that, it needs to be reciprocated. Because baby, two can play that game. And honestly, I hate to even think of it in that mind space of a game, but that's essentially what it is. Because too many of y'all are very comfortable. And honestly, a lot of y'all have never got y'all ass whooped. I think that's also another reason why the dating pool in the gay community is as bad as it is, because too many of y'all just ain't never had an ass whooping, or y'all never had someone actually tell you, you know, about yourself. And so when you come along with someone who just doesn't stand for it, it takes you back a little bit. And it's like, ooh, what is this? What is this? I get it. You know, as men, we act on a lot of sexual frustration and tension. So we try to get it out as often as we can. And I know that's a stigma in the gay community. That aside, we have to do better at building genuine relationships. We have to get better at actually navigating ourselves through networking with each other, dating and building actual friendships, and then not always being some type of motive behind it, some type of agenda. You know, there shouldn't always be some type of agenda behind everything. Sometimes people just really genuinely just want to be your friend. You know, not everybody wants to talk to you. Some people just truly just want a friend. And if someone does want to talk to you, then hey, take it as a compliment. This whole mean girl era, calm it down. I've never been a fan of that, and I never will be a fan of that, because I know who I am, and I know what, and I know my worth, but I also know to be nice and humble and be sweet to people, but I also know to set boundaries. And I think a lot of us mistake boundaries as being a bitch, which I can definitely see a lot of people misinterpret me as, because I definitely set boundaries. I'm not going to always be everybody's best friend. Just because you are one of my sisters does not mean we are going to just immediately click. So yeah, I just feel like we just need to be a little bit more mindful in our community of, you know, how we love on each other, how we talk to each other. We need to talk to each other more, y'all. Get off your phones. Get out these apps. Like, when we're in these public spaces, let's enjoy each other. Let's enjoy the moment. Let's enjoy talking, because we are, I'm tired of seeing so many beautiful black men in spaces and none of us are having conversations. And if we are, it's usually amongst our own little cliques. We got to get better at getting to know each other, y'all. We really do. There's so much outside of Tinder. There's so much outside of Jacked and Grindr and Hinge and any other of those dating apps that you are so glued to. We got to do better getting to know each other, y'all. We do. And I just know that moving forward, I'm going to take into account what I need to do. Because, I love going out and getting to know people. Like, that's one of my favorite things to do. Like, I love taking solo trips and going to like dance parties and festivals. And I know it may be a little bit intimidating sometimes being alone, but it forces you to get to know people. I was just at a dance party last night and I met three beautiful guys who I don't even know, but we just vibed and had a good time because we actually connected. None of us were in our phones. And I just appreciate that so much. I love that. Like, I love being in space and just seeing people not so consumed with social media and how they look and how they're presented, but just enjoying the moment, enjoying each other. We are going through such tough times right now, y'all, that it just does not make sense for us not to love on each other more, especially in our community, y'all. Especially in this community. So like I said, if you're going to date with intention. Understand that you are interrupting somebody's peace as they might be interrupting yours. So just be mindful of the space you are entering in. Be mindful of your energy. Be mindful of how we are coming across, something I'm definitely working on and trying to get better at. But yeah, like, as much as I can answer the phone, I can pick it up and call somebody. So the phone works both ways. So we got to build on both aspects. We definitely do. That is my only task that I ask, is that we just get better at connecting with each other. And I just hope in the near future that the dating pool just gets better, because it's so exhausting just seeing so many beautiful options with just nothing there. Even on apps, people just tend to have this whole, you know, greater than thou attitude, like, oh, well, I match with you, so you should be the one to reach out to me. And I don't know if there's just something I'm internalizing, but it just seems that way on social media amongst the gay community, that we all just have this whole like, well, I am this and you are, I have this amount of followers. And, you know, it's like, girl, please, please, Miss Ma'am, sit down. Like, it's not that deep. It's not just a simple conversation. And if we don't connect, we don't connect. And I think that's another aspect of the community I think that no one really wants to talk about, is the whole aspect of rejection. Like, y'all, everybody's not everybody's cup of tea. So you got to be okay with the fact that not everybody wants you. Not everybody wants me. I don't want everybody. And that's how it should be. If everybody does want you and you do want everybody, then there's a huge red flag for me, because it's giving close your legs to married men. I'm just kidding. But no, I just wanted to hop on as far as that and just kind of just talk to you, because that was kind of something that I had kind of been thinking about, especially since I was out over the weekend, and even with, you know, some recent experiences that I've had over the course of the month. So yeah, just something I just had to go ahead and just share with y'all. I hope y'all enjoy the rest of your day, week, whatever it may be. Take this, run with it, do what you need to do with it. Y'all know how I run. I always leave with love and kindness, and we out.